Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, and we've got somebody who's not in the north of France. She's kind of, I guess, maybe a little bit north of central. She's in that in the city of lights, the great city of Paris, France. Leslie Kossoff is our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now. Let's see, this recently, her 11th year. We should celebrate her 11th anniversary on this show today. She is the author of Executive Thinking. She is one of the top quality experts on the planet. And she's here to talk to us about something very important. Leslie Kossoff, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
11 years. How about that? Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. I'm sending you and all of your listeners kisses for having kept me on here for so long. I love doing this program.
And we've not let you get away from San Francisco to England to San Francisco to London to Paris. Wherever you go, we find you. We hunt you down.
You know, and I make myself so easy to be found by you, just so you know.
We're glad you're here, Leslie. Talk to us about, you say that there's a direct connection between our competitiveness when we combine quality process with our financial planning. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. This has been something that I've been thinking about and working on very closely over the last few months. And what I realized is that organizations, and particularly small businesses, don't use their financial planning process as strategically as they could to lead them into making better quality decisions and also into gaining a better competitive position. So I want to come at it from both sides. First of all, I want to take it first from the procurement side because it's actually...
Before we do that, and pardon me, maybe you're going to say this, but when you say financial planning, when you say that the financial planning is not strategic, tell us what you mean by that.
Okay. First of all, financial planning tends too often in organizations to be reactive rather than forward thinking. Mm-hmm. That when business owners, executives, and very honestly, so, you know, for all of your listeners, small business owners and multinational executives do exactly the same thing, and they tend to react more to finances than to think proactively about how to best use their financial planning to put them in the strategic position they want to be in.
All right, so I talk to my audience a lot about, as you probably know, Leslie, as my audience knows, I talk to them about having their own cash flow spreadsheet, their own 12-month projections for where the cash is going to be positive, where it's going to be negative, and how to augment, and when it goes negative, what you have to do to augment that, either with a bank loan or something else, but some plan. But know that in advance. Try to come up with the projection based on what you know about sales, about receivables, about expenses. Know that as much as possible in advance. Be projecting that. Is that what you mean by financial strategic planning?
Absolutely. And when you have that plan in place, you can be much smarter about targeting where you want to have your quality improvement activities to augment and help you get into the financial position you want to be in.
See, I'm with you on the quality, but it's not as intuitive as how quality and finance go together. Would it be a quality process if I project in August that I'm going to be August and September because of the way contracts are going to be filled and bills are going to be paid and receivables are going to come in? You know, maybe my business is fine. I'm doing great. I'm profitable. But for a couple of months there, I'm going to be a little short of cash. Is it a quality process if I call my banker now and say, hey, banker, I need you to help me out in August and September, and he or she says yes? Is that part of the quality process?
Well, absolutely, and it should be, because anything that is forward thinking, uh-huh. And keep in mind, we go back to something you and I have talked about consistently over the years, 97% of what happens in an organization is predictable. That's not my statistic.
Right.
That's the statistic of our friend, Dr. W. Edwards Deming.
Your former boss.
I love that man.
Yeah.
The management theorist who first turned around Japan and mm-hmm. then turned around the rest.
97% of everything in your business is predictable. So I'm glad to know. We got to take a quick break, folks. I'm glad to know.
Okay.
That quality is not just about turning screws and making motors run better. It's all also in the financial process. And we're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Leslie Kossoff and how all this will make you more competitive. That's what we want, right? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.